from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, January 19th. Coming up, as the third day of a strike begins at the University of Illinois Chicago, we'll hear why faculty have walked out of their classrooms. More from Melba Lara and Lisa Phillip coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A judge in Effingham County heard arguments yesterday in a lawsuit challenging Illinois' new assault weapons ban. The suit was filed by former state attorney general candidate Tom DeVore, who's representing more than 800 gun owners and a firearms dealer. Republican state representative Adam Neuberg praised DeVore for arguing the law was passed without following proper procedures.
If these type of arguments gain traction, it stops the 2 in the morning bills. It stops the gut and replaces. It gives so much more transparency to our governmental process here in the state of Illinois.
The judge will decide on Friday whether the plaintiffs have to comply with the ban while the issue plays out in higher courts. Attorney General Kwame Raoul's office released a statement saying they're prepared to defend the ban in courtrooms around Illinois. The Illinois State Water Plan has been updated for the first time since 1984. Indy Kara reports.
The collaborative plan looks at water challenges across the state, like climate change, flood damage mitigation, and water quality. Plan authors also paid close attention to social and environmental justice. Lauren Wobig is director for the Office of Water Resources. He says out west, plans are focused on getting and conserving water, but that's not the case in Illinois.
Because we have the water, and so it's not just a plan of how do we get water, it's a plan about how do we manage and be the best stewards of the water that we're blessed with in the state of Illinois.
Wobig says the plan is meant to help state agencies set priorities and raise awareness around water issues. I'm Indy Kara.
Plans for a third cannabis dispensary in Danville have been scrapped. The Danville City Council on Tuesday voted to deny a special use zoning permit to Parkway Dispensary. The city is already home to one dispensary, and a second will open next year. Among the no votes for a third was council member Carolyn Wands.
I would just like to ask, when is enough enough?
The council voted 6-7 with one absence to deny the permit for a third dispensary. Foul trouble and Mackenzie Holmes were too much for the Fighting Illini women's basketball team last night in an 83-72 home loss to 6th-ranked Indiana. The Hoosiers' star forward scored 30 points, 14 of them in the third quarter, when Illini forward Kendall Bostic spent time on the bench with 3 fouls. Illinois head coach Shauna Green says it's a learning experience for the younger players who were forced into action.
You know, I've challenged everyone I challenged them again in the locker room after the game. Just you got to continue to be prepared for when your name's called. So this is a definite learning experience, this game, no doubt about it.
Genesis Bryant led the Illini with 18 points. Bostic added 17 points and 11 rebounds. Illinois travels to Evanston on Sunday for a matchup with Northwestern. The Illini are 15-4 overall, 5-3 in the Big Ten Conference. Still to come, a look at the reasons behind a faculty strike at the University of Illinois Chicago. We'll learn more as it heads into a third day, coming up next on 217 Today.
Have you heard the buzz about the great Danish drama Seaside Hotel? Or maybe a friend has recommended the Italian mystery Thou Shalt Not Kill? Well, you too can stream all of these shows from around the world and many more with PBS's Walter's Choice selections available with Passport. These dramas are presented in their original languages with English subtitles, and they're available to friends of WILL. Learn how you can watch at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's day 3 of a strike by faculty at the University of Illinois Chicago. It's the second strike since professors there unionized in 2012 and the first to make student mental health a top bargaining issue. Talks yesterday between faculty and administrators did not produce a contract deal, ensuring the strike will continue today. Higher education reporter Lisa Phillip spoke with Melba Lara from the UIC campus to give an update.
So who's on strike exactly? And tell us about the main issues at the bargaining table. Yeah, the faculty union is on strike. This is the union that represents both full-time tenure track and also non-tenure track faculty members at UIC. It does exclude some of the professional schools. The biggest sticking point so far at this moment is pay. Faculty want minimum salaries that reflect inflation, geography, and their contributions to the university. They teach a student population that is mostly minority, and one in three undergraduates are first-generation college students. And the faculty says this is important work, and these students need to have faculty that are supported. UIC administration, on the other hand, they say they can't do much without tuition increases and without more state funding. Public funding for higher ed across the country has been diminished in recent years, and this is certainly true in Illinois as well. Faculty at all three U of I system campuses have gone on strike in the last 10 years.
Lisa, tell us about the student mental health concerns and what are the supports that the faculty are asking for?
Yeah, so college student mental health was already an issue before the pandemic, and the pandemic brought that into focus for faculty. I've talked to many faculty members who say they regularly have students breaking down, not just in their office, but in class too. And, you know, faculty are not trained counselors, and they're trying to figure out how to support students who are struggling, and that takes time and research. And they want to be compensated for that increased workload. The faculty also wants free neuropsychological assessments for students who are struggling. That's something that's provided at University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, so they're asking for that to be provided at this campus.
And Lisa, you're there on campus. What's been happening on the Near West Side campus since the strike began yesterday?
Yeah, I'm at the Student Center right now, hence some of this noise you're hearing. Faculty members have been out picketing. There was a rally earlier this afternoon, and I've talked to several students who say they support the faculty members in their push for more pay. One student shared with me yesterday that she herself has depression, so she really appreciates that the union is pushing for more student mental health services. But I've also talked to students who are concerned about the fact that their classes are canceled for a second day. I talked to a student this morning who's studying biochemistry, and she has a couple of difficult courses, and she's concerned that these classes getting canceled are going to affect her ability to pass her classes. So yeah, we'll see how students fare with these next few days.
Do you have any sense on how long this strike might actually last, or what's next now?
I think that's really up in the air. I talked to one faculty member who has taught at the university for 10 years. He was telling me the strike is very different from the last time the union went on strike in 2014, and that they don't know when this might end. So it'll be interesting to see when this might wrap up and whether, you know, faculty and student support sort of keeps up with the union as the days pass.
Lisa, thanks for the update.
Thanks so much for having me, Melba.
That was higher education reporter Lisa Phillips speaking with Melba Lara about the strike at the University of Illinois Chicago, entering its third day today. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies today with scattered rain or snow showers and a high of 47 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Indy Kara, Sarah Nardi, and Lisa Phillip. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.